The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days for Jesus' being taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem and sent messengers out ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there, but they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples, James and John, saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. As they were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." To him Jesus said, "No one who sets the hand on a plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. The first and greatest commandment: you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. In the first reading today, Elisha's new vocation is to serve God by following Elijah. But before he could do that, he had to break ties with his old life. This is symbolized today by the destruction of his oxen and his equipment. We might contrast this elsewhere in the Bible, where the rich young man turns away from Christ because he would not sell all that he had and give to the poor. Conversely, Elisha today takes all that he has and gives it to his people. And just like the young Elisha, the psalmist today knew we must put God first in our lives. "You are my inheritance, O Lord." Seen in the light of the Catholic faith, "you are my inheritance" is literally true. We will inherit God, and we already possess God's life to some degree by virtue of our own baptism and the rest of the sacraments. And God willing, if we make it to heaven, we will share in God's life in the fullest way possible. And in the verse before the gospel, we're instructed on how best to be true disciples of Jesus Christ. "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." In a spirit of humility, we listen and submit ourselves to our Lord and all that he has taught us. And finally, today's gospel records four different interactions of our Lord's with various peoples. James and John, because the Samaritan village would not welcome Christ, wanted it destroyed. And this earns the two of them a very sharp rebuke. The second speaker today was thinking something along the lines of, "If I follow the Messiah faithfully, I'll end up in a palace. I'll be rich and prosperous." And Jesus tells him, "You won't even have a home on earth." The third speaker intent is something like, "Sure, I'll follow you, Lord. Just let me wait until my father dies. Then whenever that'll be, then I'll come around and follow you." Jesus replies, "No, the time is now." And finally, the fourth speaker: "I can keep a nice balance between my old life and what you ask of me, Lord. I can have the best of both worlds." Jesus' answer, though, echoes the scene in the first reading with Elisha. "I want a total commitment." Following our Lord demands a radical change in our life, one where we put God first above all else. We cannot straddle the line with one foot in and one foot out. Christ wants all of us. He wants all of who we are. He doesn't just want us one Sunday a month, one Sunday a week. He doesn't want just a little bit of time here and there when we have time for him. He wants us every moment of our very lives, the totality of who we are. Oftentimes, however, if we don't know Christ, and I don't mean simply knowing things about him, but knowing him as a person, kind of like how we can know that we can read a book about the president, Joe Biden, and know all these things about him without ever actually knowing him. We can read the Bible and know all these things about Jesus, read all the textbooks and theology books about Jesus, and never know the person of Jesus Christ. And so we have to know Christ at his core. Knowing him as a person, knowing him and experiencing the love he has for each of us through prayer and the sacraments. If we don't know Christ, it becomes hard to give our entire lives to him. It becomes hard to give that entire self-commitment and self-sacrifice to our Lord. But the more we pray, and even the more we struggle to pray, because even that desire, that struggle to pray is a prayer in itself. Even with that struggle, we come to know more about him in a truly remarkable way. Not just about him, but we come to know him through the sacraments and through prayer and through scripture. And the more we spend with scripture, the more time we spend in prayer, the more time we spend in the sacraments, the more we come to know, love, and serve the Lord and truly follow the greatest commandment by putting God first in our lives. My brothers and sisters, now is as good a time as any to reflect on how we spend our time, our days, our very lives. Are they ordered in such a way where it would be obvious to anyone who sees us that God is our first priority? Do we spend time each day in prayer? Do we make small trips to the church when we're dropping off the kids at school, when we are passing by for a random thing in the city? Do we come and stop and say hello to our Lord ever so briefly, the way that we would an elderly relative or neighbor, just to say hi, nothing much? Do we keep holy the Sabbath, Sundays? Do we avoid anything that would distract us from the Lord? Do we make an effort to make it to Mass in person each week so that we can really be in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so that we can get to know him intimately and ensure that he is first in our lives? My brothers and sisters, Christ calls us today. He calls you today and every day, saying, "Come, follow me."